At SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Donald Trump announcing his nominee for FBI director.
Kash Patel was part of the previous Trump administration, serving as senior director for counterterrorism in the National Security Council. Now he'll head the FBI if confirmed by the Senate. Picking Patel to head the FBI enforces Trump's view the government's law enforcement agencies require a full overhaul.
That is correspondent Jackie Quinn. Now the announcement would mean that current director Christopher Wray would either have to resign or be fired after Mr. Trump takes office January 20th. Patel is a former public defender who spent several years as a Justice Department prosecutor. Young men tended to shift toward Donald Trump in the election in a change from recent years. Young white men already supported him in 2020 and again this year. Young Latino men were about evenly split between Trump and Kamala Harris. Most young black men did back Harris, although 35% supported Trump. Also at SRNnews.com, U.S. Navy is ready now to launch a retrofitted destroyer to carry the fleet's first hypersonic weapons.
The USS Zumwalt has been undergoing renovations for more than a year at a Mississippi shipyard where workers have replaced inactive gun turrets with missile tubes. Pressure from Russian and Chinese developments have pushed the U.S. to deploy hypersonic weapons, which travel at 5 times the speed of sound. Once complete, the upgraded Zumwalt is seen as a platform to conduct fast precision strikes from greater distances. It will be undocked this week to prepare for 2 to 3 more years' worth of tests as it returns to duty. George Williams reporting.
And this is SRN News. A leading insurance company goes all in on the LGBT agenda.
The next time you call Geico, don't be surprised if the person who answers the phone tells what their preferred pronouns are and corrects you if you get them wrong. According to an internal Geico memo published by Libs of TikTok, the company is putting all of its employees through extensive gender ideology training and instructing them to make gender a part of every customer interaction. Geico is bucking a trend that's seeing other major firms abandon woke capitalism. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
World's largest retailer, Walmart, rolling back its diversity, equity, and inclusion policies, joining a growing list of companies that have done the same, following an outcry by customers. The changes are sweeping and include everything from not renewing a 5-year commitment for a so-called equity racial center set up in 2020 to pulling out completely. This is SRN News. Well, more shoppers are using the buy now, pay later plans for this Christmas shopping season.
The ability to spread out payments looks attractive at a time when Americans still feel the lingering effect of inflation and already have record high credit card debt. Experts say the short-term loans can lead consumers to overextend themselves and warn that those who use credit cards for the service face higher interest expenses. The data firm Adobe Analytics predicts shoppers will spend 11.4% more this holiday season using Buy Now, Pay Later than they did a year ago. John Scott reporting.
Investigation continuing into Friday's house explosion in Jefferson City, Missouri. 6 people injured, 3 of them in critical condition. Fire department says the home was so badly damaged, the special ops rescue team actually had to tunnel through the debris in order to reach the final occupant. More details at SRNnews.com.